is Kina Tes Zayin, 16. Zaka Asher Atzot Tsar V'Fanim Shalach Charvay Uvo Lifnai U'Lifnim. Rabbi Asai, imagine if you will, for a second, as we're sitting here, we hear a clamor from outside of the Torah Center. We don't know what it is. We turn around and we see through the back doors, they crash open. And in walks a tremendous, huge person, dripping with sweat, stench, blood. And he walks right here into the Beis Medrash. And we're frozen in terror. As we look up, we see this person come in, and it's not just him, but in tow he has a woman of ill repute walking into our Beis Medrash, and he has his eyes on the Aron, and he makes a beeline straight for the front of the shul, throws open the doors, takes out our holy Sefer Torah. The beauty of it, spreads it on the ground in front of everyone, commits unspeakable acts. It's a heart-rending mushel. Can you imagine what it'd be like if we witnessed that? How we'd feel? The tshuva we'd do afterwards? But sadly, it's not that this is a mushel. This is a true story. I've said this 1,000 times worse. When Titus came in to the second Beis Hamikdash, the Gemara in Gittin Nun Vav describes that he did all this inside the Kodesh Kodashim. And he did it bedafka. This kina starts out with the idea of him coming bifnim. And he wasn't the first person to come into the Beis HaMikdash as an enemy, but he was the first person that didn't bother with the outside walls to destroy those first. He had a goal. The goal was to destroy the heart of the Jewish people, to go straight for the Kedusha. And Titus, inside the Beis HaMikdash, does these unspeakable acts and challenges God. No one is stopping him. He stabs the Pareches. The Pareches bleed, the Kina says, which the Midrashim explain means that Hashem bleeds with us. In our Tzar, Hashem is in Tzar Kaviyachol. After all this, Titus, the arrogance is almost unfathomable. But he builds an arch which is still existent today. A little reminder to us that it wasn't something that happened 2,000 years ago we could forget about. It's still known. The Arch of Titus is still there, depicting the vessels from Beis Hamikdash being taken away. And he had minted coins that said Judea Captiva, the Jews are captive, showing a strong Roman soldier standing over a pitifully weeping Jew. Can you imagine? It wasn't enough that we were killed. Millions, literally, of people were killed during the second Beis HaMikdash. Hundreds of thousands were taken into captivity. And the entire world knew about it. Rome was the center of the world. The money that you would handle would have a picture of a Jew in captivity. This kina also describes, a little more than halfway through, it describes that the people who were fighting, they thought maybe that Titus wouldn't be able to do what he did, because they saw 600,000 malachim enter into the Kodesh with Titus. They figured that they'd be able to stop him, but they didn't. And the pasuk goes on, the kina goes on to explain that Hashem was kavyachol chained up from helping out. And it's hard to understand how could God, who loves us so much, that we're his chosen nation, and that we still say that he loves us, how could he be chained at such a time when we're sitting there with no way to get out of this horrible situation, looking only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But I think we can understand from the mashal of the chains just how strong Hashem's love for us is. It doesn't say he was bound by ropes or anything else. Hashem had to bind himself to chains. If you can imagine to allow this to happen, because we needed it. If you can imagine if a father got the horrible news that his son needed to have an amputation of a limb, and the child was begging the father, please, Abba, don't let him do it to me. You can imagine that the father would likely have to handcuff himself to the nearest pole in order to allow the doctor to do what needed to be done. And that's what the Kina is explaining, is that the tremendous love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us, he had to withdraw, and this was what we needed, this gula, we needed this gullus, we needed the destruction. But there's a little bit of hope at the end of the Kina, that it describes Titus coming in with his four generals, and to each of them he assigned a different wall of the old city to destroy. And as we know, three of the walls were destroyed. And the general who was assigned to destroy the western wall decided to leave it as a memorial, as a monument. And that was divine providence. And it's the only real vestige of at least the retaining walls of the base of Megiddo that we have today. And I think there's a message of hope in that, tremendously, that as much as we don't have the base of Migdash, we still have a little address for Kadosh Baruch Hu at the Western Wall. Anyone who's been there knows this and feels this. The loss is tremendous, but there's a tiny bit of solace in the fact that we know that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves us tremendously, and that there is still a little bit of the temple left. Zachar Shah Saw.